According to Circuit City's Dan Rexinger, we made the best home delivery drivers in the industry. We told them, you are the last contact the customer has with Circuit City. We are going to supply you with uniforms. We will require that you shave, that you don't have BO. You're going to be professional people. The change in the way we handled customers when making a delivery was absolutely incredible. We would get thank you notes back on how courteous the drivers were. 5 years into Wurzel's tenure, Circuit City and Silo had essentially the same business strategy, the same answers to the what questions. Yet Circuit City took off like a rocket, beating the general stock market 18.5-1 in the 15 years after its transition, while Silo bumped along until it was finally acquired by a foreign company. Same strategy, different people, different results. Practical discipline number two. When you know you need to make a people change, act. The moment you feel the need to tightly manage someone, you've made a hiring mistake. The best people don't need to be managed. Guided, taught, led, yes, but not tightly managed. We've all experienced or observed the following scenario. We have a wrong person on the bus, and we know it. Yet we wait, we delay, we try alternatives, we give a third and fourth chance, we hope that the situation will improve, we invest time in trying to properly manage the person, we build little systems to compensate for his shortcomings, and so forth. But the situation doesn't improve. When we go home, we find our energy diverted by thinking or talking to our spouses about that person. Worse, all the time and energy we spend on that one person siphons energy away from developing and working with all the right people. We continue to stumble along until the person leaves on his own, to our great sense of relief, or we finally act, also to our great sense of relief. Meanwhile, our best people wonder, what took you so long? Letting the wrong people hang around is unfair to all the right people, as they inevitably find themselves compensating for the inadequacies of the wrong people. Worse, it can drive away the best people. Strong performers are intrinsically motivated by performance, and when they see their efforts impeded by carrying extra weight, they eventually become frustrated. Waiting too long before acting is equally unfair to the people who need to get off the bus. For every minute you allow a person to continue holding a seat when you know that person will not make it in the end, you're stealing a portion of his life, time that he could spend finding a better place where he could flourish. Indeed, if we're honest with ourselves, the reason we wait too long often has less to do with concern for that person and more to do with our own convenience. He's doing an okay job, and it would be a huge hassle to replace him, so we avoid the issue. Or we find the whole process of dealing with the issue to be stressful and distasteful. So to save ourselves stress and discomfort, we wait. And wait. And wait. Meanwhile, all the best people are still wondering, when are they going to do something about this? How long is this going to go on?